Mumia is our sibling in struggle. He has launched himself against injustice, inequality, intolerance, and injuries suffered by the people under capital's imperial boot. For that, the apparatus of repression has tried to murder him physically, psychologically, politically, for a generation. We, the people, are here on this anniversary of Mumia's entry into this veil of all things to say enough is enough. Mumia is also a symbol of unjust, excessive imprisonment. Mass incarceration is the leading edge of social domination. The owners and operators of capital's predatory imperialism need an ever larger gulag archipelago to suppress radical attitudes among the exploited and oppressed, a far-flung chain of isolated prisons. Say enough is enough. Prison is an expensive weapon of social control. It steals class brethren and sistren from our communities, disrupting the social and economic relationships that make communities work. It injects fear and betrayal into the veins of society, and it wastes vast resources desperately needed for education, healthcare, transportation, housing, and other social needs. Say enough is enough. Imprisonment is political. Prisoners from poor and oppressed communities are political in the sense of being victims of politics. Members of those communities are frozen out of any say in who gets prison, for what, or for how long. Other prisoners whose politically motivated actions, like Mumia's, earn the enmity of the powerful are political prisoners in another sense, whatever covers the apparatus tries to put on it. We, the people, are also here today to acknowledge the injustice for the former and the sacrifice of the latter, and to raise our voices for the liberation of all political prisoners. Say enough is enough. This is Bill Dunn here at U.S. Penitentiary Pollock, Louisiana, also thanking the facilitators of your demand for freedom and justice that have enabled me to add my voice to yours. I only wish I could be there in the flesh to say, enough is enough. And indeed, thank you for making this possible.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.